Hello and welcome to Easy Listening. You are joining us tonight, December the 30th, 2019. Wow, we have 2 days before we are crossing over into a new year, 2020. And well, with that being said, God is still concerned about us being healed. And I want to continue by letting you know the nature of sin. Sin is not in things. Things by themselves have no power to sin. Whiskey cannot sin. Television cannot sin. Tobacco cannot sin. It does no good to preach against such things. Sin in the heart of man. It is through his choices and what he does with things that make those things sinful or evil. So when you look at television, television is not evil, but what man produces and watches on it that make it evil. Taking a television away from a man will not take away his sin because it will still remain in his heart. God wants man to be able to refuse the evil that's coming over the television, okay? Not destroy the television. God wants man to choose, make choices between good and evil. And one thing about God, he will not force man to do this. It has to be his desire. God will never violate a man's freedom of choice. You do know that, right? It is not God's will that any should perish and go to hell. He wants all men to go to heaven because he loves them. However, he will not force men to go to heaven if they choose to go to hell. He will let them go there by their own, your own choice or desire. When you look at in 2 Peter 3 and 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So you see, it's not God's will that any should live in sickness or emotional distress. It's his will that all men be healed. See, Jesus healed all that came to him. He didn't refuse not a one. His death and his atonement not only healed us of the sin problem, but was also for our physical problem. When the evil was come, they brought us unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That's Matthew 8:16-17. So you see, Jesus took them for us. We are not to take those. Once we understand where sickness comes from, we can understand how we are able to get rid of it, right? Y'all with me? God's word reveals that sickness originated with sin, and now it's being spread by Satan. See, God's word teaches that forgiveness of sin and healing of the body go hand in hand. Healing is just as easy to receive from God as forgiveness of sins. See, one of Satan's primary objectives is to discredit God by spoiling our bodies with sickness. Being created in the image of God, we are caught in the middle of the spiritual battle. You understand that Satan is described as the roaring lion who is seeking whom he may devour. When you look at 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh around seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Let's take a break right here.